وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
بسم الله الحمد لله. You're watching the mailbox. We have a website called islammailbox.com. I'm your host Yusuf Estes, and we're going to take one of the emails that just came in. We make dua for you. Please keep up the good work on your program. We have a question. What about the rights of women in Islam? How do we explain it to people who are not Muslim? Well, that's a very good question. Actually, Islam is very clear about this, that men and women are not the same. We don't preach this idea of equality. We preach something bigger. It's called equity. Gender equity is what Islam is really about, so that a man gets what's right for a man and a woman gets what's right for a woman. And certainly that makes a lot of sense. We can go into a large detail on our website. You can get a lot of information on it there. But as far as equal rights, you'd be surprised to know that Islam is offering something that was never before Islam came. Women had the right to vote after Islam came. Women had the right to own property. Women had the rights that were never given to them by men before Islam was established 1400 years ago. I encourage you to visit a website in bigger details. It's called islamswomen.com. islamswomen.com. And if you forget the website, don't worry, our main website will have links to it over there too. Let's take the next question as they're coming in. It's asking, what's a good name for our baby? We have a little girl. Well, there are many good names for the Muslims, but Yasmin is very nice for a girl. Sarah is nice. There are many cute names that you can have in the Arabic language too. But for a boy, the best names are Abdullah and Abdurrahman. That's what our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said. Of course, I like the name Yusuf. Let's go to the next question. It asks about, can I have a pet bird? Some people said, no, I can't. Well, it's better to let the animals live in the free jungles or in the forests where they're supposed to be. But if you have been given an animal that's not suited to go out, in this case, I mentioned myself, someone gave us a bird that is not going to make it if we release it outside. It'll die. So what should I do? Well, I take care of it, and I put it in a huge cage. We feed it regularly. We play with it. We give it a lot of attention, and it has a lot of fun with us. But I'm not saying that you should go out and capture animals and entrap them and keep them caged up, because this is really not in Islam either. Get more details from that on our website as well. And while you're on the website, drop us a line. Send us some questions, because we want to read them here on our show. And that website again is islammailbox.com. Till next time, salaam alaikum. Peace be upon you.